Call the meeting to order. We'll stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call. Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Percy?
Yeah.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to approve the minutes of the December 18th regular meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Percy?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
All right, so the next thing on our agenda is the organization for 2024 and committee assignments. They were in your packet. Did everybody get that? Does anybody have any questions or concerns with where they were assigned?
Mine's an error too. It's 421.
Oh, yeah. Did you do that in 421?
Yeah. Just to be correct.
Anybody have anything on that? All right. Moving on to the village holidays. So the New Year's Day was a holiday. Good Friday on March 29th will be a holiday. Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Good Friday, and Christmas, and the day after Christmas. Anybody have any suggestions or corrections for that? Okay. So I do have a Happy New Year card from William Albert Construction. It says, I hope we can work together in the future. I'm going to give that to you because that was probably really to you.
We need to do a roll call. Well, we do need to do roll call votes
on the rules and the
council rules, the ones for the media, the rules for the media.
Okay.
And then we'll need to do the president pro tem.
Oh, yeah. Can we have an exception of the rules for council?
We'll do the council one first.
Yeah.
To elect president, council president?
The council rules.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. Motion to, do we need to suspend rules? Do we need to suspend them?
No, we're just looking at our council rules here.
It's the same as last.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't make any changes to those.
Yeah,
we're doing the ones for the media.
Okay. So, motion to approve the rules for village council meetings.
Second.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And then I need a motion to accept the rules for the public and news media. And it, again, it's the same as it has been in the past. Nothing's been changed.
Motion to adopt the rules for public and news media.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
And now we're going to, I serve as the president of council, as the mayor. We need to elect a president pro tem in the instance that I would be absent or become permanently absent. So, anybody want to be nominated or nominate themselves?
Motion to nominate Rich Wheeler.
Second.
Oh, come on, Rich.
Probably does need to accept the nomination.
What was that?
I said you need to accept it, please.
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do a roll call voting on that then. Jamie?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
I can't vote for myself.
Percy?
Yeah.
Powell?
Yes.
And then Larry?
I got skipped.
Yeah.
You got skipped.
You don't
it's
get
a yes.
You don't get a vote.
Yes.
I looked at your name.
Was that when you said Wheeler?
Larry Reards is here to address the council. Larry, if you'd like to step up to address council. Larry, do you want to address council?
Wait, I can't hear.
That's okay.
I'm over here. You get any distance from me, I can't hear. Yeah, I was reading in the paper and stuff where you're thinking about planting more trees, where you cut the trees out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, some trees. Not as many and not as big.
It's going to ruin the sidewalk again.
It depends on the type of tree. So
I don't want any.
You don't have to put them in yours. That's not, but it's helping the people that want them back. So, and these are going to be trees that are specific for tree lawns that won't expand. Tammy's done some research and talked with...
Because I'd already had some cut down there from before.
Right. I've cut a couple down on Russell as well.
And it's not, the village won't be doing it per se.
Right.
It's going to be, we'll present it to people to elect to do it. And we can help with getting the trees and getting them planted, but it'll be, you know, a grant hopefully, maybe, or...
And it won't be mandatory either, Larry, so you don't have to put them in your yard. So
just anybody that wants it, you don't have to.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I have another question.
Sure.
You're going to take any of the trees out on the Oak side, Oak Street side?
That is a project down the road.
Yeah. If,
Because some of them's pretty bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you live on the corner of Oak there?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we get to the
sidewalks.
Well,
see, I got properties on both of them.
Okay.
I own the corner.
When we get to that sidewalk, yeah, that might be in the project with the Safe Routes to Schools replacement. That will be in 25, but sooner or later, when we go to replace sidewalks, because you cannot keep the trees, they'll die if they have, when you know that, the tree will die because they'll cut the root tape and the old sidewalk.
The trees that's there now has got the sidewalk pretty well tore up.
Yes, yes.
Like they did on the other side.
So it probably won't be this year, but maybe in a year or two that they'll do Oak Street with the Safe Routes. But yeah, the trees that are coming back are not mandatory, so you don't have to put them back. And they will be on a specific list so they don't get this big around, like the ones that we had.
I don't want any. Anyway.
And that's okay.
So no maples.
Well, I've been having trouble with the neighbors. They take their leaves and put them over on my property, so I have to take care of them.
Right. Well, now those trees
instead
are
of
gone.
Putting them out in the street, they put them on me.
Right.
I watched them do it.
Yeah.
Shoot them out for it, but didn't do any good.
Right. But yeah, you don't have to replace the trees. This is just if there's going to be a list that you can choose from.
Okay.
So that way they don't get as big and don't become as invasive. So,
all right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So moving on to the departments. Fire.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
December 2023, we had a total of 12 calls. A passenger vehicle fire, grass fire, two accidents with no injuries, power lines down. Had to land a medical helicopter for EMS. Dispatch and canceled the route twice. Three calls, no incident found at the address, and one alarm sounded due to malfunction. That put us at a total of 188 calls for 2023. December fire loss was $4,000. Last year we were at $255,250. calls, Village of Lafayette, 3, Lafayette Township, 3, 2 in Oxford, 2 in Linton, 2 in White Eyes. Last month had 79 firefighters respond for a total of 49 and a quarter hours. Other vehicle maintenance and training nights spent 107 and a quarter hours last month. December payroll was $770. We did receive a March grant last week for 2024 to cover radio usage and some programming that needs done. That was for $1,440. We also received a letter from Marks that they reduced the fee for 2023. So we have a remaining balance of $800 and some change in 2023's grant that we're allowed to use for programming and other things, which we won't be spending when Amy gets back next week. Had one person start the level one class tonight in Coshocton. That class runs through April. It's 120 hours. So once he gets out of that, we'll have one more guy to add to it. And then tomorrow night, we're meeting with Atlantic Emergency to start speccing a urban interface apparatus. We need to see how much that is and how big that is before we can move forward. We're not sure it will actually fit in our station.
What is it?
It's a four-wheel drive engine pumper.
Okay.
Interface for wildland and rural areas.
Okay.
So with the with us accessing 602, the old dash and the mini pumper, we do not have any four-wheel drive firefighting apparatus. So we need to look and see. Last talked to Pierce, build time, you're out 2 years anyway right now. So if we ordered it tomorrow, it'd be 2 years before we see it.
Better than it was.
Yeah, it's come back down.
Yeah, it was what, 5 years at one point?
Yeah, about four.
Four.
All right, questions? All right, thanks.
All right, physical officer. First, we have one resolution on the agenda for tonight that will be the first reading, and that is to update our credit card use policy. And the only updates that remain to that are the names that are authorized to use the cards. So there are updates for the village credit card itself, adding Mayor Jesse Tubbs to the list, and removing former Mayor Ford Kruger, and then also updates to the fuel cards. Mainly in the fire department, you know, it was mainly some of the fire department firefighters that were happening in there. So that'll go through for its full 3 weeks. Next, we had a finance meeting tonight, and we did review December's end of month cash summary and review the numbers for the end of the year. And we did end up with a carryover of $2 million, which is a little lower than what we had in the past, but we have been working hard at spending down the money in our street repair fund, which is the extra income tax money that we have from the village residents to do street sidewalks, curbs, and alleys. So we've used a lot of that money to replace sidewalks on Russell Avenue. And we are projecting to do more work this summer and spending some more of that money. And with the transition to the new mayor, I need to request approval in regards to the credit card, the village credit card. Currently, there's only one authorized person to manage our accounts through home loan through the TCM Bank that has used the credit cards, and that is our former mayor. So in order to be able to add anybody else, to remove him, we need to have current mayor Jesse Tubbs added to that, and I'm also requesting for me to be added on there so we have a backup, so we don't get into this situation again in the future where we just have one person signed on there and authorized to make those changes. So that person would be authorized to add new people, to receive the cards, to remove people, to increase limits, decrease limits within that credit card. So
I am requesting a roll call vote. And in order for them to make that change, not I mean, I know we need it anyway, but the bank is also requesting that 3 minutes, that authorization to make that change for the authorized person. I can have a roll call vote.
So you need a motion to add Jesse and you.
Jesse and myself to be authorized to make changes to
okay.
the
Okay, I'll make that motion.
I'll
is it good enough?
I'll second it.
Howell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Other than that, bills have been passed around for approval. All right, so moving on to the police.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Come up with an activity report for December 2023. 401 calls for service, 25 reports are taken, 2 felony arrests, 5 misdemeanor arrests, 2 juvenile arrests, 57 traffic stops, 3 traffic crashes, 0 OBIs, 0 warrants, 1 civil paper service. Total fuel cost was $543.91. End of the year report, 2,875 calls for service, 289 reports were taken, 4 felony arrests, 101 misdemeanor arrests, 13 juvenile arrests, 479 traffic stops, 40 traffic crashes, 11 OBI arrests, 7 warrants, 15 civil paper services. And total fuel cost for the whole year was $10,594.13. Any questions?
Thanks.
All right. Joel, do you have anything to say?
It's been quiet this year.
All right.
Tammy?
Good evening. I just have a few things. Last week, I issued 1 preliminary citation for a building and zoning ordinance violation, and
they come from
wastewater department, the end of this week and beginning of next week, is going to be overseeing the addition of a, I talked about this in finance, but double directional clean out installed in the force main at Pearl. And we'll be sharing that expense with Pearl, and then the system will be jetted. All 6 miles of the line will be jetted and cleaned. Adding that clean out will help them get to the first 500 to 1,000 feet of pipe to clean that too. They're having issues with pumps aren't running as efficiently as they should be, so they're hoping that that solves that. We're still waiting on 1 last grant approval from the ARC before we can advertise for bids for the sewer outfall project. They're expecting approval soon, but they've been telling us that for a few months, so, but I check on it every day. That's the one where, you know, we're putting in the new lines to the river, so. Hopefully, yet here this month that we'll be able to advertise it and get it going in February, I hope. The only other thing then is I have 2 meetings to request when it comes to that point. Buildings and property and the workmen's. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Any committee reports from building and property?
Nothing this time.
Community and business development?
Nothing at this time.
Community relations?
Nothing tonight.
Finance?
Finance met this evening. As Amy said, we reviewed the December and end of year for 2023 cash summary reports, and things are on track as we move into 2024. I need to ask for cash summary approval.
Motion to approve December cash summary.
Second.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yeah.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Moving on to the Fire Dependency Board.
Nothing tonight.
Ordinance. I think that's you, Jake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Nothing.
Park Board.
Nothing tonight.
Planning Commission.
Nothing tonight.
Public Safety. I think that might be.
It's me again.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing tonight.
Records Retention. I'm gonna guess it's nothing.
No, nothing.
Yeah, and Rules. So, this is the first reading of Record of Resolution, Resolution Number 2024-01. Be it resolved that the Council of the Village of West Lafayette as follows, that the usage of the Village credit card will be governed by the policy and the forms attached hereto. The resolution shall be declared an emergency for the necessity of health, safety, welfare of the citizens of West Lafayette for Ohio to ensure the proper authorization and use of Village credit cards and shall be effective upon passage and by signing of the mayor. We're reading this one three times, is that correct? Or is this the one that is?
Yeah, so that'll be your first reading.
That's
read again the next 2 meetings.
Yep. Right. So, any other business that anybody needs to discuss? So, scheduling meetings, building and property.
Yeah, we got scheduled one.
Damn, I got to put my list back up.
Mr. Hershey and Fisher. When can you get there?
We'll be looking at it as soon as possible.
We're looking at his schedule more than anything.
It doesn't have to be as soon as possible.
Next week, good?
Yeah, next week's fine.
Okay. Week of the 15th.
I work the 15th.
No, I mean, that week. When are you available?
Oh, 16th, 17th, and 19th.
I'm good any of those days in the evenings.
Yeah. 17th at 6 o'clock?
I'm not available.
Okay.
Of course.
16th, can you do that too?
I can do it.
It's the 16th.
Okay. Everybody else have good with the 16th? 16th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
And then community business and development, we need to have a meeting for them.
No,
not yet.
Community relations?
No.
I don't think you actually have meetings, you just go and do the meetings.
Yeah.
Finance is on the schedule. Ordinance?
A grant opportunity.
Yes, please, ordinance. That's.
So ask Tammy.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Ordinance, we have Wheeler, Maurer.
Okay.
Do we need one?
Yeah, Tammy would like you to have one.
When? Do you want it?
That could be anytime also. I don't know if you can do the 16th again. Can you do the 16th, Christy?
If we make, what's your other meeting that night?
6 o'clock.
You want to do 6:30 or 7? How long is your other one going to be? Can we do 6:30?
Yeah, well, the other one I want to go over the building. Solicitor.
Okay.
Can we do a park board meeting too? Might be a
good. I'm not to you yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking her. I was seeing if she was wanted to do it.
Which one is that for? I was like confused.
Ordinance. That's the 16th at
6:30. Thank you. I was thinking about the things. Okay. 6:30.
Will that work?
Work
yes,
right.
16th and 6:30, yes.
Okay.
Park board?
We do a park board meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
But I need, yeah. Not 16th.
Okay, we're already going to be here.
I know, but
right.
Unless you want to do before that.
Who's
all park board?
Me
no.
And
Alex.
Me.
And Adam. My mom has to be in Zanesville every Tuesday for the next month at 3 o'clock.
Gotcha.
So,
What about the 18th?
So we could do Thursday the 18th.
I work the 18th.
Okay.
I can do
Friday. I can do Friday.
Okay.
I can do Friday. I get off at 4:30, so I can be here at 5.
5 is great.
Mackenzie usually doesn't get home until about 5, so
I'd be
right there. I could bring kids with me.
Five?
Five.
They might fix the camera, you never know.
Yeah. Put them under the team.
Right.
Yeah.
That was what, the 19th?
19th for the park board, yeah.
All right, so Planning Commission, Public Safety. Does anybody else need to schedule? No. All right. So we have on the 16th at 6, building, and then at 6:30, ordinance.
Yeah.
And the 19th at 5, park. Anybody have anything else? Okay. Can you already put the bills out?
Yep, those have been passed around for approval.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
I was.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fisher.
Yes.
Percy.
Yes.
Howell.
Yes.
Bauer.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
And then a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Cheney.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Howell.
Yes.
Percy.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
This squirrel finds another now and then. Hey,
it
happens.
That's funny.
I was going to sit here all quiet, but everyone keeps looking at me like I should say something.